Wendy Gillette covered the Trump election rally overnight in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it went well into the morning hours. Wendy, what was it like?
Brian and Susan, it was electrifying for these supporters. There were 4,000 to 5,000 supporters filling the ballroom at the Palm Beach Convention Center. They were extremely confident right from the start, and their optimism only grew throughout the night. Very interesting, speaking to political director James Blair at the end of the night, he says the campaign focused on low-propensity voters, deputizing Trump superfans as their de facto volunteers and giving them incentives to reach out to unlikely voters with rewards like expedited entry into rallies and special Trump captain hats. The campaign first did it in Iowa, was successful, and then rolled it out in battleground states. It was Blair's brainchild in his first presidential campaign at just 35 years old, and it was a secret ground game. Trump campaign officials didn't talk about it or how many field offices they had. They wanted the Harris campaign to underestimate them. That's what Blair said. He also said the Trump campaign knocked on an estimated 25 million doors across the 7 swing states, and no one knew about this effort. And I saw this secret ground game for myself a little bit last night, and who was invited to the watch party. There were bikers who led an effort among those they knew, young social media influencers, a group of older voters, mostly white, who called themselves the Front Row Joes. One woman went to 42 rallies all over the country. At an event like this for invited guests, you generally would see a similar demographic and usually rich, because it's generally a party for donors. Some of them, at least based on appearances, fit that bill, but many did not, and they really ranged in age, in college-age women, Hispanic women, black women, a lot of women in general. And it was really fascinating to learn this information from the campaign.
You know, I'm wondering what it was like watching these results come in, and not just the victories for Republicans on the map, but seeing how Harris was underperforming in a lot of blue states, in a lot of areas where she would be expected to win. And when those results were showed, what was the atmosphere like inside Trump headquarters?
Honestly, not surprised. I think these people felt so confident about their ground game that others didn't know about, or anyone outside of this campaign. They were really confident. So I don't think learning that information was a big surprise to them. Also, the exit polls showed this, and so the indications were very early, and some of those I spoke to said the early voting numbers and who was voting, that was in our favor, we felt. And then as the day went on, when those exit polls came out, they became more and more confident because they could see how the vote was skewing. Blair said that Trump was able to win because of black men, Latino men, suburban women, Arab Americans, and white men making inroads in traditional Democratic bases.
Wow, it's across the map. Wendy, thanks so much for your coverage. Wendy Gillette was in the Trump rally last night for the election returns in West Palm Beach, Florida.